Welcome to the Roseland Cemetery. 5 acres for this burial plot were purchased from Vernon Phelps in 1880. The first recorded burial within the cemetery occurred in October when 21-year-old Eunice Niece succumbed to typhoid fever. 3 years later, the Franklin Township trustees and the city of Sanborn joined forces to improve the area. The land was surveyed into plots and fenced with trees. By 1894, the cemetery was considered an eyesore, and the ladies of Sanborn organized a society for cemetery improvement. With the cooperation of the city, the trees were mulched and the drives were graveled. At this time, the name Roseland was selected for the site. At one time, a windmill and a necessary room were part of the landscape. Over the years, additional land was purchased and various improvements were made. Today, the cemetery comprises 16.5 acres and is maintained by the city of Sanborn. To find the headstones of the people highlighted within the guidebook, enter the cemetery from the north using the west lane of the center double drive. Take the first right west to where the road curves. Look to the northwest, and you will see the large stone of Edna Green Johnson. North of this stone, near a scraggly evergreen, is a small white stone of Eunice Niece, first recorded burial in Roseland. Straight west of the curve is the stone of Edward Melvin, for whom the town of Melvin is named. Turn east from the driveway, and you will see the large stone of Edith Walker Burns on the north side of the drive. A bit farther north, the tall, imposing Stokum stone points skyward. Nearby, the tall stone of Frank Thibault can also be seen. Farther to the east, you will see the large Harker monument, as well as the Main and Brady stones. In the southwest portion of the graveyard lies a spot commonly known as Potter's Field, the final unmarked resting place for those early travelers of the road who remain nameless and forgotten. Stroll through this cemetery and think of how times have changed. For several decades, funeral processions comprised of horse-drawn wagons and black-clad mourners in carriages and on foot wound their way from the town of Sanborn to this burial plot. At certain times of the year, the wagon wheel ruts can still be seen. Many of the monuments within this cemetery are very ornate. They were heartfelt tributes to those who have passed away. You will also see some very decorative modern headstones. Take time to explore and enjoy this cemetery.